continues now on Radio 4. Paul Reddy and Tim McInerney star in Evelyn Waugh's satirical World War II masterpiece, Sword of Honour. Following a misbegotten raid in Dhaka, Guy Crouchback has been sent home in disgrace and is once again looking for useful employment. But his next posting will take him somewhere totally unexpected. Episode 3, Officers and Gentlemen.
John Martin, surely?
No, no, the skyline's far too low and the scale is less Babylonian.
November 1940. Guy Crouchback and Ian Kilbannock stood at the top of St. James Street watching Turtle's Club burning briskly, while a group of progressive novelists in firemen's uniforms squirted a little jet of water into the drawing room.
My father belonged.
Yes?
Yeah, there's never much of a club. Oh, got a match. Damn cigar's gone out.
Put that bloody light out!
Don't be preposterous! Look around you, man!
Oh, well, I think we'd better leave this to the civilians. At least they haven't hit Bellamy's yet. Come on.
Guy, in halberdier's uniform, and Lord Kilbannock in RAF blue, trotted briskly up the steps of Bellamy's club.
That was most exhilarating.
Well, the fun wears off when it goes on night after night. You should have stayed in Africa.
I didn't have much choice in the matter. I've come home under a bit of a cloud.
In the last war, we used to send fellows to Africa when they were under a cloud. What happened?
An unofficial raid in Dakar went badly wrong.
Your fault?
Not entirely.
Well,
then I was partially responsible for the death of a fellow officer.
Ah.
So I've rather blotted my copybook, which is why I've been sent back here.
Bad luck. I'd love a holiday in Africa, but my awful air marshal won't let me go.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, my lord. Permit me to welcome you back to England home and safety, Mr. Crouchback.
Thank you, Joe.
Air Marshal Beach is in the billiard room, my lord.
Oh, God.
I thought it right to appraise you.
Yes, quite right, Joe.
I hear the gutters outside are running with whiskey and brandy. All the spirits of Turtles running to waste in the street.
He never used to be drunk on duty. Mind if we avoid the billiard room? I don't particularly want to bump into my air marshal.
Let's see if Job's left us anything to drink.
They're telling me this war's turning the whole world mad. Air Marshal Beach, a member of Bellamy's. I tried to make sure he was blackballed, but they held an election during what the papers called the Battle of Britain.
Is that what got him in?
Yes, he slipped through at that moment when the Air Force was almost respectable. Two whiskies, Parsons.
Sir?
More members drifted into the bar, and with each new group, Guy had to repeat the story of his bit of trouble in Africa. Eventually, Tommy Blackhouse entered the scene. Colonel Blackhouse was a professional soldier and, like Guy, had been briefly married to Virginia Troy.
I've just seen your brother-in-law, Arthur, in the billiard room, Guy. She's trying to prise an air marshal out from under the table. You might want to lend a hand, as he's one of yours, Ian.
Oh, God. I suppose I'd better investigate.
What's he doing under a billiard table? Obeying regulations, apparently. In an air raid, it's the duty of every officer to take to the nearest cover. I politely pointed out that there wasn't room for all of us. I'm sorry to hear about your spot of bother in Dakar.
Oh, bad news spreads fast.
I happened to see the file yesterday. I doubt it'll come to anything.
How's Virginia?
Fine, as far as I know. She's left Claridge's. Someone told me she'd moved out of London, didn't care for the Blitz. Have you reported to your regiment yet?
Tomorrow. I only landed today.
Oh. Now, I'm just messing around with hazardous offensive operations, and there's something in the air might be of interest to you. I'll know more in a day or two, but I might be able to fit you in. Oh. Stick around Bellamy's. This is where one gets the amusing jobs nowadays, if you want an amusing job.
I do. Mm. Thanks for the tip.
It's going to be a long war, Guy. The trick is to spend it amongst friends.
Yeah.
London pride has been handed down to us. London pride is a flower that's free. London pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be.
Oh,
Where's your gas mask?
At the officer's house, sir, with the rest of my gear. Shall I fetch it?
What's the time?
Nearly 11, sir.
Don't bother. Haven't you read the stunning orders?
No, sir.
Why the hell not?
Reporting back today, sir, from overseas.
For future reference, every Wednesday, 1000 to 1100 hours, all ranks take anti-gas precautions. That's a command standing order.
Very good, sir.
Now, who are you and what do you want?
Lieutenant Crouchback, sir. 2nd Battalion Royal Halberdiers Brigade.
Nonsense. The 2nd Battalion's abroad.
I landed yesterday, sir.
Why aren't you in Freetown with the rest of your lot?
Weren't you expecting me?
Not a word. I dare say your papers have gone up to Penkirk to the 5th Battalion, or down to Brook Park to the 6th, or to Hazardous Offensive Operations. We've been expanding like the devil for the past 2 months.
Oh.
Well, come on. Let's go over to the officer's house.
You'll get used to the cove. No fires till evening. No drinks either, by the look of it. Pretty bloody, isn't it?
I suppose it's the same everywhere.
No, it's not. But trust the Corps to doing it a big way. Austerity's the order of the day. Other regiments still manage to live quite decently. We're sleeping 4 to a room and the mess subscription's been halved. We practically live on rations like wild beasts. Do you know, they've even taken away the band. I wouldn't stick around if I were you.
What should I do?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're still in Africa. I suppose you could see the Captain Commandant.
I don't see any reason to bother him.
No.
Well, then...
Quite. Oh. Well, you must have had a move order.
No, I was just packed off like a parcel.
You know, none of this could have happened in peacetime. I'd send you on leave, but... you could use some leave, I suppose.
Actually, I promised to do something for Apthorpe. Do you remember him at Penkirk?
Apthorpe? Yes, temporary officer. Somehow got made 2IC of the battalion.
That's right.
He was a bit mad.
Yes, well, he died.
Oh. Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
I promised I'd collect his possessions and hand them over to his friend Chatty Corner.
Chatty Corner?
I could do with a few days to track him down.
All right. Well, we'll call it compassionate leave. Are you staying to lunch in the mess?
I could.
I shouldn't.
Then I won't.
Apthorpe's possessions resided at the seaside resort of South Sand. Autumn turned sharply to winter. Great waves broke over the pillboxes and barbed wire on the promenade. Guy booked into the Grand, not knowing how long he'd be staying, then set about tracking down Chatty Corner.
Times personal announcements.
I'd like to place an announcement, please.
When you're ready, sir.
Personal. Corner James Pendennis, popularly known as Chatty. Opposite of Taciturn.
Carry on, sir.
Late of Bechuana Land, or similar territory. Please communicate with Box 108 when he will learn something to his advantage. That's it.
When would you like the advertisement to appear?
Straight away.
Days passed. Guy felt doomed to remain forever standing guard over Apthorpe's heap of tropical gadgets, till, quite unexpectedly, an aging halberdier nicknamed Jumbo Trotter arrived with an envelope marked Immediate Action.
Lieutenant Crouchback?
Yes?
Some damn fool at Hazardous Offensive Operations told me you were with your father. I've been halfway around the South Coast tracking you down. Anyway, here you are. Can we get out of this filthy weather?
Of course.
Jolly good cake.
Yes. They do their best here, despite the rationing.
Mm. Now, to business. Something important for you. I don't know what you're up to, and I won't ask. I am a mere messenger. Here.
Thank you, sir.
Ooh, hadn't you better read it in your room, then burn it? I mean, I expect in your job you know more than I do about that sort of thing.
I think I can trust a fellow halberdier, sir. Have another piece of cake while I read.
Ooh, good idea.
Lieutenant Crouchback G, Royal Corps of Halberdiers. The above-named officer will report forthwith to Hazardous Offensive Operation HQ.
Nothing very secret. Just orders to report in London forthwith.
Oh, you couldn't get there before dark, then. Everyone packs up when the sirens go. I can run you up tomorrow morning.
That's very good of you, sir.
Pleasure. Have you much luggage?
About a ton, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, let's have a look at it. Well, nearly 2 tons, I'd say.
Yes.
You must be up to something important.
Well, I'm not at liberty.
No, of course not. Quite right. Understood. Hush, hush, and all that. Now, this needs organisation. Where are area headquarters?
I'm afraid I don't know, sir.
Ooh, lone wolf, eh?
Well,
I better get to work on the blower.
Hush, hush, hush. Here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you. He'll catch you if he can. Just pretend.
Thank you for the lift, Colonel.
My pleasure.
And for arranging the lorry.
Well, not at all, dear boy. Halberdiers stick together. Now, you better report in at WHO HQ and I'll have a spot of lunch at my club, then meet you back at the car.
But there's really no need, sir.
Oh, I shan't desert you till I've seen my mission safely accomplished. Good luck with them. You know, well with them. Whatever it is you're up to.
Hazardous Offensive Operations occupied 3 flats in a supposedly luxurious modern block. It was peopled by high staff officers of all the services, with additional experts, charlatans, lunatics, and every unemployed member of the British Communist Party.
Crouchback. Hang on a minute. Go back a bit. Crouchback. Ah, here we are. Lieutenant Crouchback. Oh, you are in the Richie Hook file. You've been wished on us with your former brigadier for special duties. What are your special duties?
I don't know, Mum.
Nor does anyone. You've come whistling down from a very high level. What do you know about commandos?
Not much, Mum.
Well, you shouldn't know anything. They're supposed to be a secret.
Ah.
Though from the security reports we get from the Isle of Mug, they've made themselves pretty conspicuous. I've had a letter from someone whose signature I can't read, complaining in strong terms that they've been shooting his deer with Tommy guns. Personally, I don't see how they get near enough. Remarkably fine stalking, if true. Anyway, that's where you're going. Temporary attachment for training purposes, 10 Commando, Isle of Mug. All right?
Very good, Mum.
Have you got a Batman with you?
At the moment, I have a service car, a 3-ton lorry with driver and a full colonel.
Well, you ought to be all right, then. Report to Colonel Blackhouse when you get to Mug.
Tommy Blackhouse?
Friend of yours?
He married my wife.
Oh. Thought he was a bachelor.
He is again now.
Well, glad he's a friend of yours. He's a good chap, and he's got some good chaps in the commandos, too.
The Isle of Mug lies amongst other monosyllabic protuberances in the Hebrides. On rare occasions, it has been described from rum in the form of 2 cones. The crofters of Muck know it as a single misty lump on their horizon. It has never been seen from Egg. Guy and his entourage arrived at the port of Inverness a few hours before his steamer was due to sail.
Looks a bit choppy out there.
Yes. I think I'd better remain here with the staff.
You won't sail with me?
No. I mustn't on any account hazard our stores. You go ahead and make yourself known to your CEO. I'll follow when the weather clears.
Right.
Shush, Frida. Oh.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, dear, quiet, Frida. The snow is very bad for her eyes.
Is it? I'm looking for Colonel Blackhouse.
Tommy's out climbing.
Ah.
I've a copy of the Rum Mug and Egg Times, if you'd like a look while you're waiting.
Haven't I seen you about at Bellamy's?
How one longs for it.
My name's Crouchback.
Ivor Clare. I should have some kummel if I were you.
Oh, it's a little early for liqueurs.
Not for me. I've just unearthed a cache of Wolfschmidt. Just score it up on the piece of paper over there.
Well, why not? Thanks. I'm here for training.
It's a death trap. I fell 50 feet onto the ice the other morning. That's why I'm laid up here.
Oh. Any idea where my quarters will be?
Colonel Tommy lives here, as do most of us. But it's full up now.
Does anyone know if the boat's in? I arrived in her a few minutes ago.
Oh, I'd better call the harbour master, get him to hold her. Anstruther their cars had a fall. They're bringing him down now.
Oh, poor Angus. Dead?
Oh, certainly not. But we've got to get him to the mainland at once.
Crouchback, this is your opportunity. Angus had a room here. I wouldn't hang around. Those rooms are as rare as hen's teeth.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Yeah.
There's your key, Lieutenant Crouchback.
Thank you.
Poor Sir Angus. But he ought to know better than to go scrambling over rocks at his age.
Garney!
Afternoon, Colonel.
Afternoon. What on earth brings you to Mug?
I'm to report to you, Tommy. Orders from Hazardous Offensive Ops.
Really? First I've heard of it.
I thought you asked for me.
Well, I did when we were forming, but that drunken ass Job said you'd gone to Cornwall or somewhere. Make way for the invalid. They're losing chaps so fast, I'm glad you're here. Got yourself some quarters?
I've just secured Anstruther Kerr's room.
Well, you don't hang about. Still, he won't be back in a hurry. Did who tell you what we're supposed to be doing here?
Attached for training.
Are you training us, or are we training you?
The latter, I think.
Thank God for that. Last man they sent us was a dreadful chap who looks like a gorilla. The men call him King Kong. He's supposed to teach us to climb, but he's worse than bloody useless. Well, see you later, Guy. Help yourself to a drink.
Right.
Very glad you're here.
Yes.
Do be quiet, Frieda.
Thanks for the tip, Ivor.
Well, you had to be quick off the mark. Two other chaps came in after you. I told them the room had gone. Of course, it won't make you popular, but perhaps you won't be here very long.
Sorry you hear about Angus.
I take it you're referring to Captain Sir Angus Anstruther Kerr.
Who else? How is he?
He is said to be comfortable, and if so, it must be the first occasion for weeks.
Trimmer?
Who's Trimmer?
Well, if it isn't old Uncle Crouchback.
I didn't recognise you when you came in.
The old kilt and sporran.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I get about a bit.
Are you related to this officer guy?
No.
But he called you Uncle.
It's a nickname the young halberdiers have for the older ones.
Why did you call him Trimmer? We know him as McTavish.
Trimmer's a sort of nickname too.
But recently you asked me to call you Ali.
That was another nickname, short for Alistair.
Oh, well, I won't ask what Trimmer's short for. Trimmelstown seems improbable. But I must leave you to renew your acquaintance. Right. Goodbye, Trimmer. Come on, Frieda.
Mustn't mind old Ivor. He and I are great pals. Just like to chaff each other a little bit.
Why was he wearing a military cross?
Got it at Dunkirk. He shot three territorials who were trying to swamp his boat.
Oh.
He's a card.
Why are you called McTavish? And why were you putting on that ridiculous accent?
Well, after I left the halberdiers, I didn't want to hang around, waiting to be called up as my firm had been bombed and was rather at a loose end, so I went to Glasgow, signed up with the jocks. My mother's a McTavish, seemed the right sort of name. Fairly whizzed through the officer training, none of the old pomp and ceremony of the halberdiers. Drink?
Why not?
I'll sign Angus's name for both of us. I often drop in. And if there isn't a pal about, I'll sign another bloke's name. Only pals would buy me a drink, if they were here, of course.
You can sign my name, Trimmer.
Good for you, Uncle. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Yeah, I thought of joining the commandos myself, but I'm sitting pretty since my battalion went off to Iceland.
Why aren't you with them?
Well, we had a roughish farewell party and I got a sprained wrist, so they left me behind with the other odds and sods. And then we got sent here on defence duties.
Bad luck.
Don't imagine I'm missing much fun in Iceland. How's Uncle Apthorpe?
I'm very much afraid he's dead.
Oh. Sorry to hear that. There's a pal of his here.
On the island?
Yeah. Everyone calls him Kong. You know, after King Kong. He's got a terrible reputation as a killer. He used to live in Africa.
Chatty Corner?
I've never heard him call that. Bit of a bushman.
It must be him.
He's in the old castle. Round the point near our gun. Grim-looking billet.
Could you take me there?
We can go now if you like.
Not a welcoming-looking place.
I said it was grim. It's just Kong and a housekeeper. I'll leave you here if you don't mind.
Right.
We don't exactly hit it off.
All right. Thanks, Trimmer.
Any time, Uncle. I'm off to Glasgow on a few days' leave now.
Right. Have a good time.
Oh, I intend to.
Right.
Aye.
My name's Crouchback. I'm looking for Captain James Pendennis Corner.
Chatty? Chatty Corner? Is it really you?
They called me that in Africa.
Bless you.
Here, they call me Kong. Can't think why. Come to that, I can't think why they called me Chatty in Africa. My name's a James Pendennis.
I know. I'd been advertising for you in the Times.
Rumbuck Mug and Egg Times?
No, the London Times.
Well, that wouldn't be much good, would it? Not that I often read the Rumbuck Mug and Egg Times either. Not much of a reading man. Whiskey and...
No, thanks. Actually, I'm here about Apthorpe.
Apthorpe? No, he's the one for reading papers. Reads anything he picks up. Very well informed, Apthorpe. Nothing he doesn't know about. He told me a lot of things you'd never believe. Do you know him?
Well, I did. I'm afraid he's dead.
No. I dined with him less than a year ago in his mess. Afraid I got a bit tight that evening. He used to hit the bottle, you know.
Yes, I know. And now he's dead.
Oh, very sorry to hear that.
Yes.
No age either. Years younger than me. What did he die of?
Betuana tummy.
Beastly complaint. Never heard of anyone dying of it, though. Very well off, too.
Not very, surely.
Private means. Everyone with private means is well off. What held me back? Parson's son. No private means.
Whatever money he had, he left to his aunt.
Ooh. He used to talk a lot about aunts.
But he left all his tropical gear to you, and I've got it here. Well, on the mainland, but it's yours.
Decent of him? Decent of you?
Thing is, there's an awful lot of it. Bless you.
Yes, he was always collecting more and more stuff. Used to show it to me whenever I dropped in. Used to put me up, you know, when I was in from the bush. We'd drink a lot at the club. He drank a lot, you know.
Yes, I know.
Then he'd show me his latest purchases. That was the routine when I was in from the bush.
But wasn't he in the bush too?
Apthorpe? No. He had a job in town.
Really? I had the impression...
I took him shooting now and then. He was an awful shot, poor chap.
That's not at all the story as I heard it.
He never had enough leave to travel any distance, you see. They work 'em jolly hard, you know.
They?
Tobacco company.
Bless you.
Oh, God, this is an awful place to send a chap like me. When the war started, they put me in charge of a jungle warfare school. After Dunkirk, it was abolished. Somehow, my name got onto a list of mountaineers. I don't know a thing about rocks, less about ice. No wonder we get casualties.
Bless you. Now, about your gear.
Oh, just don't worry about that.
No, you don't understand.
Oh, I'll look over it sometime.
But I've got a colonel and a lorry driver waiting with it on the mainland right now. Besides, I've legal obligations. I promised Apthorpe...
My dear chap, I shan't sue you.
There must be plenty of storage here, a cellar or something. Look here, I've made out a receipt in my field book. If you'll just sign.
Unseen?
But, yeah, just sign here.
Well, I don't know much about the law.
Please, Chatty.
Well, very well.
Thank you. I'll arrange for the gear to be delivered here.
We'll come back when you've time for a powwow. Tell you about some of my adventures in Africa.
Yes, I'd like that. Well, goodbye. Bless you.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Guy.
Oh?
You've got to dine out tonight at the castle.
But I've just come back from the castle. Yeah. I've been to see Kong.
Now, that's the old castle. We're visiting the laird at the new castle. Oh. The old boy's been making a lot of complaints about us. But as luck would have it, Angus turned out to be some sort of cousin.
But Angus is in hospital.
Exactly. I can't chuck now. No one else wants to come, and you're the last to join. Go and change, quick. We're off in 5 minutes.
Silence, you final brutes!
You must forgive the dogs, gentlemen.
Not at all. Splendid beasts.
I don't see many strangers out here.
Do try to control them, Hector.
Good Hercules! Right, Grayson! Come on, come on, come on! Come on,
I'm so sorry we couldn't let you know in time, but your cousin, Angus Anstruther Kerr, had an accident today on the rocks.
Oh, dear. A bad accident?
He's broken a leg.
I'm sorry to hear that. We make more of kinship here than you do in the South, you know.
Well, I didn't want to leave you a man short, so I brought Mr. Crouch back instead.
Oh. How do you do?
I never met your father, but I knew his cousin, Kerr of Gilioch.
This is Mr. Crouchback, Hector. He's a little deaf, by the way.
Of course, that was before his father married Jean Anstruther of Glenaldy.
My name's Crouchback, sir.
This isn't Angus, Hector.
Hmm? Guy Crouchback, sir. Oh. Royal Brigade of Halberdiers.
A halberdier?
Yes, sir.
Got any gun cotton?
I'm afraid not.
And you're a coal streamer?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're both on the same unit here.
Yes, we're rather a mixed unit.
Sorry, I guile myself. No mixture there. Where's dinner?
Kate is not here yet.
Is she dining down tonight?
You know she is, dear.
Oh.
We discussed it. Katie is Hector's great niece from Edinburgh. Ah. She's paying us a visit.
Is it? She's been here 3 years.
She worked too hard at her exams.
We won't wait for her!
At the round table, the gulf that should have been filled by Katie lay between Guy and his host. Soup came and went, followed by fish. The Laird of Mug got into trouble with some bones, buried his head in his napkin, and took out his teeth.
Oh dear. Hector finds fish difficult nowadays. Mm.
I saw some sappers today.
And they must have been asked too.
I suppose our rocky coastline makes for good training.
Yes.
Have the sappers got any gun cotton?
I think so. They've got a lot of stores marked danger.
Don't you think it would have been much more honest to admit it in the first place?
I suppose.
When I asked you if you had any gun cotton, do you suppose I imagined you were carrying it on your person now? I meant, have any of you brought any gun cotton onto my island?
I hope you've no complaint about it being misused, sir.
Or dynamite. Any explosive would do.
Do?
Here comes the meat.
Let's carve this beauty.
I hope you'll like our venison. Ah, Katie, just in time. This is Colonel Blackhouse and Mr. Crouchback, dear.
Evening. Good evening.
Miss Carmichael comes from Edinburgh.
And a true Scot. My mother was Meiklejohn and her mother a Dundas.
No one is questioning your lineage, Katie. Come and sit down.
Six ships sunk last week. I expect it's a lot more, really. 10, 20, 30, 40.
Well,
we can't get Berlin here, so we have to go by your English wireless.
That's what sappers are for, aren't they?
They don't tend to sink ships.
No, blowing things up. That's what they do, isn't it?
They built the Anglican Cathedral in Gibraltar.
I went to a wedding there. Oh. They didn't blow that up. But not at the time, anyhow. I dare say they could blow rocks up as easily as you or I could blow up a wasp's nest.
I'd keep a long way off if they tried.
I always told my men, the nearer you are to the centre of an explosion, the safer you are.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's not the orthodox teaching now.
We've quite grown out of the Bonnie Prince Charlie phase, you know. Edinburgh is the heart of Scotland now.
It's a magnificent city.
It's seething.
Really?
Politically. Absolutely seething.
Oh.
It's time I went back there, but I'm not allowed to talk about it, of course.
Oh?
I'm a political prisoner.
Are you?
You know, I own the hotel we are billeted.
Oh? You think it spoils the view?
Only one thing wrong with it.
The heating?
Damn place doesn't pay, you know why? No bathing beach. Send those sappers of yours up to me. I'll show them the place for their explosions. Shift a few tons of rock and what do you find?
What?
Sand. There was sand there in my father's time, but a bit of the cliff came down. It just needs lifting up again.
I hope you don't mind, gentlemen, but we like to hear the news on the wireless at 9 o'clock.
Not at all.
Of course.
Oh, it's lies. All lies.
Thank you, Katie.
It's a terrible thing. The best of our lads marched off generation after generation to fight the battles of the English for them.
That's enough.
Wait till the Germans land in Scotland. The glens will be full of marching men come to greet them. And university professors will seize the towns. Mark my words. Don't be caught in Scottish soil on that day.
Go to bed, Katie.
Have I gone too far again?
You have.
May I take some apples with me?
Two.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Hail Hitler!
Well,
it was the exams. Far too advanced for a girl. Well, I'll leave you to your port.
I bring the decanter and I'll propose a toast to the cold stream, the halberdiers, and the sappers!
Did you drink the port?
There were dead flies floating in it.
Oh, thank God you were there, Guy.
She told me she was a political prisoner.
Stark, raving mad, the lot of them.
Excuse me, sir. Huh? While I was waiting for you, a young lady handed me a package of papers. Said I should give them to Lieutenant Crouchback, sir.
And where are they?
On the passenger seat, sir.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Listen to this. Call to Scotland. England's peril is Scotland's hope. No apostrophes. Why Hitler must win.
Parting gift from Miss Carmichael. I think you've got an admirer, Guy.
Oh, God help me.
A grey dawn had broken when Guy was requested to report to Tommy.
Colonel.
Take a seat, Guy. I'll get to the point. It seems you're no longer to be one of us.
Oh.
You're now the personal property of Colonel Richie Hook. The Haberdiers sent you here till he's past fit.
And is he fit?
Not fit enough. So I'm afraid you're in a sort of limbo for the time being.
Oh.
Pity. I could have used you.
I suppose there's no chance the Haberdiers could second me to the commandos.
Not by the look of this letter. And to be honest, you're getting a bit long in the tooth for the kind of job we're going to do.
I'm only 36.
Look out of the window, Guy. Do you think you could climb those cliffs?
I could try.
Any damn fool can try. That's why I'm five officers short. But what I really need is an admin officer. But, and I don't think that would suit you either.
It's not what I had in mind when I enlisted.
No. No, what I need is an elderly fellow who knows the ropes and can get round the staff.
Oh, in that case, I think I've got just the man.
Oh, really? Who?
Colonel Trotter.
Hmm?
We call him Jumbo. He's too old for active service, but keen as mustard. Well-connected and generally liked.
Sounds perfect. You'll have to come down in rank, of course.
Well, he's desperate to do his bit.
Where is he now?
Inverness, at the harbour, looking after my lorry.
What are you doing with a lorry?
It's a long story.
Look here, I've got to go down to London, so can I leave it to you to get him over here on the next boat? We must snatch Trotter up before the Home Guard get him.
Shall I ask him to bring the lorry too?
That might be a step too far.
Yeah.
And so, Jumbo Trotter was now seconded to the commandos. While he settled to his new duties, Trimmer, also known as McTavish, sought female company in Glasgow. He found it at the bar of a restaurant de grand luxe.
Good evening, Mrs. Troy.
After divorcing first Guy, then Tommy, Virginia had settled on an American, Hector Troy.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Often. On board the Aquitania?
I'm afraid I don't remember. One meets so many people.
Madame's air is un peu fatigué, n'est-ce pas? It is the sea air.
Gustave!
Mais oui?
It can't be.
Remember how I used to come to your cabin in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
All the old trash used to offer me $10 tips, but I always kept 11:30 free in case Madame Troy wanted to
meet. Oh, awful of me. How could I have forgotten?
You mind if I join you?
No, of course not. You've changed a lot.
Well, you haven't. You remember that massage I used to give you at the back of the neck?
Mm.
You said it cured hangovers.
Oh, it did. Oh, I always loved the Aquitania.
Is Mr. Troy about?
He's in America.
So, you're all alone.
I came to see a friend off.
Boyfriend?
You always were too damn fresh.
We had no secrets on the Aquitania.
He's a sailor. I haven't known him long, but I liked him. And now he's gone. People are always going off suddenly nowadays.
I'm not. Well, not for a few days. I'm all yours if you're staying on.
I've no plans.
Nor me. You dining here?
It's very expensive.
My treat, Virginia.
Virginia?
And I'm no longer Gustav.
Well, who are you now?
A Major Alistair MacTavish.
Major? Well, you've moved up in the world.
Oh, I'm always on the move. And friends call me Ali or Trimmer.
Well, they know you're a hairdresser then.
As a matter of fact, they don't. The name is coincidental.
What shall I call you?
Ali. So, Virginia, will you let me treat you?
Oh, my dear boy, I couldn't possibly let you spend your money on me, and I don't think I can stand you dinner.
Oh, I don't.
Very. And I don't quite know why. Something to do with Mr. Troy and the war and foreign investments and exchange control. Anyway, my London bank manager has suddenly become very shifty.
We could go Dutch tonight.
Suits me.
Who knows? Maybe we'll find something cheaper tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'll get us a table.
It's very difficult to read a book with gloves on.
Should try opening envelopes. What is the book?
No Orchids for Miss Blandish.
Any good?
It's unreadable.
Well, the chap seemed to enjoy it. There's a letter here from the Laird.
Oh?
Seems to think Colonel Blackhouse promised to give him some explosives.
He didn't. I was there and nothing was promised.
I rather like a bit of an explosion myself.
Oh, that's it. I can't read any more of this rot. And I've lost all sensation in my feet.
What time is it?
Nearly 12.
Which one?
Midday.
Oh, wait, we haven't time for luncheon.
We've only left the room in days.
Is that a complaint, Trimmer?
No. And I wish you'd stop calling me Trimmer.
Oh, you'll always be Trimmer to me, Gustav.
If I can get tickets, do you fancy the theatre tonight?
I suppose it might be amusing.
I'll see if they can arrange something at reception.
You do that.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes,
I was wondering if you could help me.
MacTavish?
Hello, sir.
What are you doing in Glasgow?
On leave, sir. I thought you were all up in Iceland, sir.
Landed at Greenock this morning. I'm looking for bodies to take up north. Why are you wearing major's crowns?
Promoted, sir.
Were you?
Aye, sir. I'm not with the regiment anymore. I'm on special service seconded to the commandos.
By whose orders?
Hazardous Offensive Operations HQ.
I see. Where are your men?
Isle of Mug, sir. I'm under Colonel Blackhouse.
Right. Well, I suppose that's all right. When's your leave up?
This afternoon, sir.
Enjoyed it?
Thoroughly, thank you.
Good, good.
If you'll excuse me, sir, I've got to pack my bag.
Yes, of course. Congratulations on your promotion, MacTavish.
Trimmer, what are you doing?
Sorry, it's off for tonight.
Can you get tickets?
I've got to go.
Go where?
A recall for immediate service, my dear. Train leaves at 12:45.
But stop.
Not Gustav.
Trimmer, then.
Ali.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Virginia, but there is a war on, you know.
Oh, God.
Are you coming to see me off?
Not in your life.
What are you going to do?
Oh, sleep and then eat. Goodbye, Trimmer.
Now, there's a letter here to Colonel Tommy from MacTavish. You probably remember him as Trimmer.
Chunked out of the Halberdiers, joined a Highland regiment.
Yes, well, he's now on defence duties here on Mug.
What does he want?
To join the commandos, apparently. He seems very eager all of a sudden.
Well, they're taking all sorts. If you ask me, there are several chaps here who wouldn't quite do in the Corps. I mean, decent fellows, but not up to the halberdier mark. Have you seen Ivor Clare's company sergeant major? He's a queer sort. The other day he referred to binoculars as opera glasses, I mean.
Well, until the Colonel gets back from London, there's nothing we can do about Trimmer. Or McTavish, or whatever he wants to be called.
I heard a rumour that he didn't go to Iceland with his regiment because they threw him out of a window the day before they embarked. Oh, Colonel! Welcome back.
At ease, gentlemen. Guy, I bring greetings from Julia Stitch.
Oh.
She said you'd met when you were living in Italy.
Yes, she was passing through on her yacht and invited me aboard. How is she?
You know Julia. She's a force of nature.
How is London?
Oh, it looks like things are beginning to move at last. There's a ship coming for us tomorrow or the day after, fitted with assault landing craft. You may have seen some on your Dakar jaunt, Guy.
Yes.
Well, we start full-scale landing exercises at once.
What about me? I thought I belonged to Richie Hook.
Until he calls for you, you may as well play a part. WHO HQ are sending observers, so we'd better be good. Issue maps to everyone down to corporals, would you?
Right away, sir.
Actually, Guy, I'd like a word.
I'll start on the maps.
Thank you, Jumbo. Have you ever wondered why we're here?
I can't say I have.
Well, I've discovered that Mug wasn't chosen simply for its bloodiness.
Oh?
Let's just say there's another similar island in a somewhat warmer climate with two hills, steep shingle beaches and cliffs.
I take it you can't say where?
You'll all know in good time.
Do I take it that all this rock climbing isn't just general training?
It's a dress rehearsal for an operation.
Ah.
And it won't do any harm if you pass that on. We've been playing about too long, so it'll raise morale.
Right. Oh. McTavish is very anxious to see you.
The Wet Highlander?
He wants to join the Commandos.
I'll see him tomorrow.
He's no good, you know.
Well, I'm not having much luck finding replacements, and I can use anyone who's really keen.
Oh, he's keen, all right. I just don't quite know why.
The promised ship did not come the next day, or the day after, or for many days. The nights lengthened until they seemed continuous. Tommy came and went, and in the exhilarating prospect of immediate embarkation, it was easy for him to take on Trimmer. But it fell to Guy to find him employment.
What am I going to do with Trimmer?
McTavish.
Trimmer, McTavish, whatever name he goes by. Nobody wants him.
Well, there are four troops in the household brigade, short of men.
Yes, but their commanders say it's impossible for guardsmen to serve under an officer from a line regiment.
Yes, I can see that. Shouldn't McTavish go to a Scottish troop?
I've tried. They're all up to strength.
There's a composite troop made up of the Rifle Brigade and the 60th.
I've tried them too. They said why should a rifleman accept Trimmer when a guardsman wouldn't?
Well, there is a traditional animosity between them and the foot guards, but I'd have thought in a time of war. Hang on. What about the specialists?
Don't they have to have expert skills?
Does Trimmer have any?
None I'm aware of.
Try them anyway.
I'll have to. I'm running out of options.
The specialists also rejected Trimmer, but finally he was given a section of sappers nobody else wanted. Thus, little knowing his destination, Trimmer first set foot on the path to glory. Guy, meanwhile, was summoned once again by the laird to the new castle, or rather to the cliffs nearby.
Don't kick his head at me! Get down, you damn beast! There you are, Kreuzberg. The bathing beach.
Where?
Down there.
I can't quite see in this blizzard.
Oh, come closer to the edge.
Right. Yes. Yes, yes. It is pretty rocky for a bathing beach.
A lot of the cliff collapsed. I've spoken to McTavish. It is McTavish, isn't he, in charge of the sappers?
Yes, he commands the demolition squad, yes.
Aye, well, I had him come up here, and he says it may be a long job.
I'm no expert, but I rather think he's right.
We have a proverb here. What's gone down has to come up.
In England, we say it the other way round. Was it granite?
Hey, volcanic. Hey, all a bit of a mistake looking back.
What? I don't understand.
I blew it down.
You, sir?
I used to do a lot of blowing up and down. See that hollow over there?
Just about?
Used to be a stable. But the place wasn't safe, and I couldn't afford to repair it, so I got rid of it. Up I went. They heard the bang at muck. Great lumps of granite pitching into the sea. Cattle stampeding.
Well, it must have been quite a sight.
Hey, 15th of June, 1923. I don't suppose anyone on the island has forgotten that day. Let me show you my magazine.
Your what?
Come on!
Oh.
I don't bring many people down here. Mind your head. There's a candle here. I just light it and there we are. Used to be a jelly night down here, end to end, floor to ceiling.
Really?
Hey, now it's all gun cotton.
Ought we be here with a naked flame?
Oh, it's perfectly all right if you know what you're doing. And you never know when you'll need a bit of gun cotton, do you?
No, I suppose not.
That's all that's left of the nitroglycerin over there. I haven't used any in 15 years, so it might have deteriorated.
Right.
Oh, hello. What's this? Here, take the candle. Here's a bit of luck. Catch! Butterfingers. That's dynamite! Didn't know I had any left. Chuck it back, there's a fellow.
I'm not sure that
I... Oh, it won't hurt you. 1,000 to 1 chance of trouble with dynamite, unlike some of the things I've had in my time. Now, you understand why I'm appealing for your help. I'll expect to hear from Colonel Blackhouse once you've reported back to him. By the way, my niece.
Miss Campbell.
She doesn't know about all this. And as she's just here on a visit, it's not really any of her business.
I won't mention it, sir.
Good, good. Wouldn't want her to waste my dynamite.
Oh, I need a drink. Want one, Ivor?
Not just now. Come and have a look out of the window.
What is it?
Use my opera glasses. I think you'll want to see this.
A yacht?
Not just any yacht. Cleopatra. Julia Stitch's yacht.
Oh. I once dined on board when she visited Italy.
I sailed in her. 3 weeks of excruciating discomfort. The things one did in peacetime.
Well, it seemed the lap of luxury to me.
Not the bachelor's cabins. Julia was brought up in the old tradition of giving hell to bachelors.
What's she doing here?
Yeah, you know Julia. She and Algy are terribly well connected. What they call people of influence. There is no one in the world I'd sooner see at the moment. I'm going to greet her at the quay. Coming?
But as the Cleopatra drew alongside, a chill struck the two watchers.
Oh, God. Uniforms.
Beside a sailor deeply laced with gold stood Tommy Blackhouse. Ian Kilbannock was there. Brigadier Richie Hook was there. But not Mrs. Stitch.
Welcome back, Colonel.
I feel ill.
Bad journey, sir.
Bloody awful. I hope Jumbo's in the office.
What's all the brass doing here?
We've got to lay on an exercise for them tomorrow night.
Oh.
We are now all part of Hook Force. Brigadier Richie Hook commanding. Come on, Ivor.
Sir. Oh, dry land. You're a sight for sore eyes, Guy.
You all right, Ian? You look rough.
Rough's the word, old boy. The Cleopatra was built for friendlier waters. I've had no sleep, no food, and had to share an awful cabin over the screw with Tommy, who was disgustingly sick.
Have
you got a man you can send for my luggage?
No.
You may have noticed by my cuff that I've gone up in rank.
Sorry, Ian, I don't know the names of RAF ranks.
Well, but you must notice there's a newer stripe on my sleeve. I think I rather equal a major.
Congratulations, there's still no servants.
So, this is monstrous.
Besides, you won't need your bag. There's nowhere to sleep on the island. What are you doing here?
I'm with Hazardous Offensive Operations. There was to have been a conference on board, secret operational planning. I came for the trip. Thought it'd be a nice change from the Blitz, God help me.
Don't suppose you're hungry?
As a matter of fact, I think I might be able to eat something now.
So, what exactly do you do in Hull?
Liaise with the press.
Oh. You haven't come to write us up, have you?
No, good God, no. You're a deadly secret. That's the beauty of my job.
Everything's hush-hush. All I have to do is drink with American journalists at the Savoy and tell them just enough to keep them happy. I tell them I'm a newspaper man myself, so I know how they feel, and they say, you know what, you are Ian. You're a regular guy. And I am, damn it.
Are you Ian?
You've never heard me with my fellow journalists. They see the democratic side of my character.
I'd like to see that.
And I've been pretty red ever since the Spanish War. Cigarette?
Thanks.
There's a ship coming for you today.
We've heard that before.
But I know. Hook Force sails in the next convoy.
There was some talk about an island a while back.
Operation Bottleneck. But that was weeks ago. Since then, there's been Operation Quicksand and Operation Mousetrap. You're Operation Badger.
What's that?
Well, if you don't know, I oughtn't tell you.
It's too late to go back now.
Well, it's just Quicksand under another name.
How do you know all this?
I pick things up. Call it journalist's training. Do you know, I feel much better for eating. Why don't you introduce me to some of the chaps?
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you for a delightful evening.
Mind your step, Ian. Charming fellows. Like Bellamy's without the bombing. I think I'd better walk you back to the boat.
You did right to fix yourself up with this racket. I've been around the other commando units. Not at all the same sort of fellows. I'd like to write a piece about your lot.
I wouldn't.
No. Shh. Not at all the thing. Mind you, the Ministry of Information are looking for heroes to boost civilian morale. The papers will be full of the commando soon. Not yours. Don't worry.
Glad to hear it.
No, you're not really what they're after.
Why is that?
Well, wrong period. Delightful fellows. Heroes too, I dare say. But your last war stuff. Out of your time. You went out with Rupert Brooke.
You find us poetic?
No, not poetic. Just hopelessly upper class. Fine flower of the nation and all that.
Are we really that hopeless?
Well, this is the people's war, Guy, and the people won't have poetry and flowers. Flowers stink. The people want heroes of the people, for the people, from the people.
Oh, come on, Ian. Let's get you back.
When wilt thou save the people? Oh, God of mercy.
What's going on, Jumbo?
Troop ships here.
Oh, you mean it's actually here?
Anchored at the mouth of the harbour.
Ah, Guy. If the brig doesn't need you, can you make yourself useful to me?
Of course.
Hell of a business getting all the stuff on board. I wish they'd given us another day before this damn exercise.
Ian says there isn't going to be an exercise.
Ian doesn't know what he's talking about.
He said something about Operation Badger.
Never mind Ian Kilbannock. It's an exercise. They sent half the top brass from Hazardous Offensive Operations to watch it. Hey, that man! Careful with that!
Trouble with the sergeant, sir.
What now?
All the NCOs carry three stripes and claim to mess apart, then the green jackets say that in that case their corporals must too.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll deal with it.
Oh, thanks, Guy. Jumbo, can I have a word?
Of course.
Come into the office. I shouldn't bother to come on board tonight, Jumbo. We don't really need you for the exercise, and there's a lot of stuff here to clear up. You'd be more comfortable on shore.
Well, I'd like to get settled in for the voyage.
The thing is, there's not going to be room for you.
I can manage in tight quarters.
Yes, but you see, you aren't really part of operational headquarters.
Not part of the commandos.
You know our establishment, Jumbo. No admin officer, supernumerary. I want to take you, of course. I don't know what I'll do without you. But the Brigadier's orders are that we only take combat soldiers.
Ben Ritchie Hook? Well, I've known him more than 20 years.
That's the trouble. The brig thinks you're a bit senior for our sort of show.
Ben thinks that.
Afraid so. If we ever set up a permanent HQ in the Middle East, maybe you could join us later.
The exercises in the Middle East? Why have we been training up here?
You know our masters, they have their reasons. Meanwhile, they want you at Who HQ.
Right. Yes. Very good. Thank you, sir. You don't think it might help if I saw the Brigadier in person?
Yes. Yes, I should do that. He'll be in London for at least 3 weeks. They're flying him out to join us in Egypt. I dare say you can get him to take you with him.
Not if he doesn't want me. I've never known Ben do anything he doesn't want to do. You're taking Crouch back?
Yes. He's going to be Brigade Intelligence Officer.
Well, I'm glad you'll have at least one halberdier, and he'll make a useful officer. A lot to learn, but the right stuff.
Jumbo Trotter watched from the icy foreshore as the troop ship and the yacht Cleopatra sailed away. To his sad old sense of honour, it was the final betrayal. He could not know that the truth had been kept from Colonel Tommy until all were embarked. And so, with heavy heart, Jumbo returned to the empty hotel. His jaunt was over.
Are these our quarters?
Yes.
I never thought I'd feel nostalgia for our billet on a mug.
Ah, cosy in here. I owe you an apology, Guy.
Why?
Looks like Ian was right. This isn't an exercise in the Middle East.
What?
There'll be no embarkation leave and no last letters. This ship will join others carrying commandos and we'll rendezvous somewhere at sea.
Shanghaied. By God!
In Sword of Honour, Episode 3, Officers and Gentlemen, Guy was played by Paul Reddy, Tommy by Nicholas Bolton, Ian Kilbannock by Oliver Chris, Trimmer by Lee Ingleby, and Virginia by Lydia Leonard. Ivor was Sam Pantheon, Jumbo Trotter, Rupert Van Sittert, Chatty Corner, Ben Crow, The Laird, Michael Burtonshaw, Mrs. Campbell, Christine Absalom, Katie Campbell, Carrie Sileri, The Scots Major, Sean Murray, The Adjutant, David Seddon, The ATS Commandant, Priyanga Burford, and The Driver, Arthur Hughes. The narrator was Tim McInerney. Sword of Honour is dramatised by Jeremy Front and directed by Mark Beebe.
Next week, Guy's unit is posted to Egypt, where the men are surrounded by more rumour than action. BBC Radio 4 is re-releasing the best of its music documentaries from the archive. Available now is an in-depth portrait of John Lennon from 1970.
After Brian died, we collapsed. Paul took over and supposedly led us, you know. But what is leading us when we went round in circles? We broke up then. That was the disintegration. You know.
Radio 4 on Music. You can find out more from the Radio 4 website.